little more traffic than you're probably used to. Mm-hmm. What do you think was happening tonight?
I think that fifth inning, just things weren't really going my way. I think I got the ball on the ground a lot. I mean, Perdomo, you know, he was swinging the bat well, and they just found holes. And honestly, that curveball to Vargas, I thought it was a good pitch, and thought he popped it up, and it just kept going. So, you know, body felt good, stuff was good. It just, those ground balls didn't go my way, and kind of lost my command on my fastball that fifth inning, and kind of just tried to dig myself out of a hole, and I was just doing too much, and, you know, just learn from it and be ready again in 5 or 6 days.
During spring, you talked about wanting to clean up mechanics out of the stretch. How has that gone so far this year? How do you think you did tonight out of the stretch with a lot of guys on base, obviously?
Yeah, the stretch felt good. Mechanics were really good. I think I was not allowing my foot to land when I was trying to throw my heater, so my command on that kind of slipped a little bit. But that's something that can be cleaned up, and you know, I just got to do a little bit better job of minimizing damage. And I took my cap off to the bullpen. They came in and shut the guys down. Gave us a chance to win, so they did a really good job tonight.
What's it feel like to be human for lunch?
Yeah, you know, this game is really hard, and I just try to stay even keel the best I can. You know, those starts are going to happen, and you know, we got 5.5-6 more months of this, and you know, baseball it's going to happen again. So I just try to stay even keel. I know how good my stuff is. If I can get in the zone and keep my team in ball games, you know, I'm going to have good success.
Trevor, you mentioned the bullpen. You know, like your locker mate, he's got 9 innings, no hits allowed. What's impressed you about, you know, watching the stretch from him?
You talk about a guy that's not human. It's that guy right there. I think ever since last year, I mean, he seems like every time there's bases loaded last year, less than one out, he would get us out of it every single time. And, you know, the journey that he's been on, and you know, he's unbelievable. Great guy, great teammate, and he lays it all out on the line every single day for us. And I'm really happy that he's getting the recognition. And, you know, he just continues to put the work in, and it couldn't have happened to a better guy.
How do you think Basayo is progressing as a catcher?
He's progressing every single day and really turning into that mature catcher. You know, if guys are kind of a little sporadic out of the zone, he takes that visit, try to calm a guy down. But that's really takes a veteran to do that, and he's doing that. You know, he's 21, 22 years old. So him and I have built a really good camaraderie, a battery mate, and he knows what I like, and he seems to read my mind most of the time. So he's been doing a really good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.